The city of Rogers is working on a parking plan to better accommodate future growth in the downtown area. Last night, recommendations for that plan were presented at a public meeting. This morning, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with a city official about those recommendations, and she has this report.
Downtown Rogers has seen a lot of development in the last few years. As planners prepare for continued growth in the area, John McCurdy, Director of Community Development for the City of Rogers, says they've been looking at the best ways to enhance downtown, and parking is just one part of that.
The goal of the study and the request for a recommendation was to enhance the vitality of downtown Rogers by making it more walkable, more bikeable, just a more inviting place by improving our streetscape throughout the downtown area and ensuring that downtown is connected to the broader bicycle trails network in Northwest Arkansas, that downtown's as accessible from the Razorback Greenway as downtown Bentonville and downtown Fayetteville are, and downtown Springdale, and to ensure that once cyclists get to downtown Rogers, they can move throughout the downtown area safely and easily.
McCurdy says they've had a goal of adding downtown parking for 6 or 7 years. In addition to simply needing more spaces for cars to park, he says striping parking within the street environment has other benefits.
It acts as a traffic calmer. It can actually make a street look better. And so you can improve the aesthetics by using parking to kind of round out the dimensions of the streetscape environment.
Among the recommendations unveiled at last night's meeting is the suggestion of adding a street diet to downtown.
But what that refers to is a reduction in travel lanes or lane width. What we have found is that there are a lot of four-lane roads all over the country that could function even more safely and effectively with lower speeds if they're reduced to three lanes so that you have a center turn lane. There are a lot of problems with four-lane roads in that the left lane is both a passing lane and a turn lane and creates some blind spots. So until you get to pretty high traffic levels, three lanes can handle the same number of cars and the trip time isn't changed if you take a four-lane or down to a three-lane.
Consultants are recommending a street diet for Walnut Street,
which right now is a four-lane street that runs into downtown. To take that down to three lanes and then add more on-street parking along Walnut. They're recommending a similar treatment for Poplar Street, except on Poplar Street, Poplar would function as a major east-west bicycle corridor. And so it's a fairly complicated part of the project, in that we have three schools along Poplar, and so we have to also provide for stacking lanes for pickup and delivery. And so Poplar is going to get a pretty major overhaul from downtown all the way out to Dixieland. And then 2nd Street headed north out of downtown Rogers would also receive a street diet.
The next step of the project is collecting public input on the plan. McCurdy says local residents can provide feedback through a survey on the city's website, rogersar.gov. They'll be collecting responses for about a week, and he expects a final report next month. McCurdy also says bond money is budgeted for downtown street improvements, so he hopes to get the majority of the recommendations built in the next couple of years. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.